with you today. If you'd turn with us to the book of Acts, chapter number 19. The book of Acts, chapter number 19. I appreciate the stirring of the Lord in these days. We had a great prayer meeting here last night. I appreciate that. And even though that the devil blocked all my emails to let folk know, I'm glad a few folk found out about it. But I'm glad God found out about it. Amen. And you know, the devil would love to discourage you. That's his job. He loves to ridicule you. The devil hates preaching. He don't mind a little tiptoe going around story reading outfit. But the devil can't stand Holy Ghost Church. The devil don't like you coming to the altar and giving your heart to Christ. And the devil don't like you coming praying one for another. The devil loves to discourage and to bind us. And oh, how he loves to accuse us. But I'm glad, honey, all my sins are under the blood this morning. What can take away my sin? Nothing but the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to preach this morning out of Acts chapter 19. Start reading in verse 1. The Bible said, "And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, he came to Ephesus and finding certain disciples. And he said unto them, Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed?" They said to him, they had to be Baptists, because they said, "We've not so much as heard whether they be any Holy Ghost." He said unto them, "Well, what were you baptized unto?" And they said, "To John's baptism." Then said Paul, "John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying to the people that they should believe on him, that they should believe on him which should come after him, and is, and on Christ Jesus. When they heard these things, and they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus, and when Paul had laid his hands on them, the Holy Ghost came on them." Now notice, they believed and they were baptized. For Paul did not give them the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost came upon them after Paul put his hands on them and prayed. That's what we need. We need some men that can pray in the power of the Holy Ghost that would turn this whole world around this morning. Paul put his hands out and prayed and trusted God. I wonder, when's the last time you put your hand out and trusted God to do something for you? And so the Bible says this. He went to synagogue. And I tell you what a man in the Holy Ghost will do. He'll speak boldly and you'll know what he said. I've never liked a preacher to leave his sermon and wonder what he had to say. He spake boldly for the space of 3 months, disputing and persuading the things concerning the kingdom of God. I'm going to tell you, Paul wasn't caught up in the politics of the economy. Paul was concerned about heavenly things. He said, "When divers were hardened and believed not, but spake evil of that way before the multitude," they said, "Paul is a sham. Paul's a lunatic. He gets too excited in his speech." They departed, look, and separated the disciples. You better watch who you listen to. Disputing daily in the school of one Tyrannus. And this continued by the space of 2 years. So that all they which dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and Greeks. Now watch your Bible. God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. So that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. I want to tell you something. This was an apostolic gift. The days of the apostles are over. A qualification for apostle, they must have seen the risen Lord. Paul seen him on the Damascus road. There are no more apostles in this day and hour. Now there are disciples for Christ. These apostles had special heavenly gifts. This early church was in a big church state of transition. God did great things through other men. And honey, God's still doing great things through men this day and hour. But you watch a man wants to sell you his handkerchief. The Bible said, then certain of the vagabond Jews, verse 13, exorcists, soothsayers, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits in the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preacheth. There were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew and chief of the priests which did so. And the evil spirit, when they tried to reach over and cast the devil out of this man, the evil spirit had said this back to that, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are ye? And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on, overcame them and prevailed against them. So they fled out of that house naked and wounded. You may be seated this morning. Our Father, we love you and we come to you in Jesus' name today. Dear God, the name above all names, we thank you, Lord, how good you are to help me to preach in power today. God, stir my heart. Stir our hearts. Save the one that's nearest to hell this morning, I pray and I cry. In Jesus' name, I ask you to help me today. Amen and amen. Now notice in your Bible, the Bible said that Paul had done a great work. All of a sudden there was a group of men came up to him. And there were certain of the vagabond Jews in 13, they were exorcists. They took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits in the name of the Lord. And we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preaches. In other words, they was making money fortune telling. They seen a man or a group with a devil, and they said, Paul has been doing big things in the name of Christ, so we know how we can increase our money flow. So they walked up to the devil's crowd and said, I cast you out, I adjure thee. And the devil beat the bar out of them. You know what they was doing? This is what I want to preach on this morning. Wearing his name, but staying the same. Wearing his name, but staying the same. There's a lot of folks wear his name, but they've stayed the same. I'm glad the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are becoming new. You may be here today wearing his name, but you've stayed the same. You say, preacher, I'm a Christian. When'd you get saved? Wearing his name, but staying the same. I want to say, first of all, people wear his name many times by the word of baptism. Well, are you saved? Oh, I've been baptized. Well, when did you get baptized? Oh, I remember down in Vacation Bible School, an old preacher got us together. Had us all come down, join the church, and he baptized. I'm not asking you to join the church. I'm asking you, have you had an experience with the Lord Jesus Christ, and you know that the Spirit of God lives in you, and you've been born from heaven above? A lot of folks wear it by baptism. I wore it by baptism. 12 years old, my granny come to me. We was all Church of Christ, raised in it dogmatically, matter of fact. My grandparents thought if you weren't a Church of Christ, you couldn't go to heaven. That's what I was raised in. But honey, I got a lot better story to tell you than that. In 1981, the Lord of Glory sent an old man of God down where I live.
shared the glorious gospel with me, and the Holy Ghost began to deal with my heart. God had never dealt with me, but I'm glad, what a glorious day. He dealt with my heart, and I run toward Christ, and He saved me by grace through faith. No longer was I wearing His name by baptism, I was wearing it by birth.
Well, I've been baptized, preacher. Really? Well, that didn't wash away your sin. Nothing but the blood of Jesus wash away your sin. Now, you'll notice in the start of this chapter, Paul asked them, he said, I want y'all boys, I want to ask you a big question here. Most important in your life. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? And they said, we don't even know whether there'd be no Holy Ghost. I want to say something. Somebody big as God moves in you, you're going to know about it. And so, I'm not asking you, have you been baptized? Have you been born again? Now, the most religious man in the Bible come to Jesus by night in John 3. He said, Rabboni, we know thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these things lest God be with him. Jesus turned around and told old Nicodemus, he said, you must be born again. He said, how can a man be born when he's old again? And Jesus said, the wind bloweth where it listeth. You can hear the sound thereof, but you can't never tell where it's a going. Amen. Ain't it amazing how somebody can sit on your pew and the wind blow by and bother them and it don't even touch you? Ain't it amazing how the wind can come by and affect you, but don't touch nobody by you? Can I tell you there's a sovereign God in heaven knows what it's going to take to stir your heart? And can I tell you today, contrary to what some men are preaching today, Jesus died for everybody. He's not willing that any perish, but all would come to repentance. Young man, you better get saved. Hell will be your home one day. And eternity's too long to be wrong this morning. I'm telling you somewhere by baptism. After you get saved, then you ought to be baptized. Baptism simply means the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. As Christ was put on the cross and He died, He went in the grave. But honey, that ain't the end of the story. The devil was fixing to throw a party. But on the third day, he kicked the Bacchian out of that place. And the devil said, oh my, he's who he said he was. Glory to God. I'm telling you today that as Christ has died, He went in the grave. But on the third day, He got up out of that grave. And now baptism simply means we've died to the old man. But glory by the Spirit of God, we've been raised in the newness of Christ. I'm glad Jesus saves and Jesus changes this morning. America's got religion. You're a Christian? Yeah, I'm Christian. I wear His name, but I've stayed the same. I was going to town last night with Miss Renee. We'd left prayer meeting. I said, honey, you know what really bothers me as a preacher? I know sin gets in our life. It has in mine before. I'm not immune to it. But it's up to me to confess it and forsake it and get rid of it and try to get back on the right track. Amen? But you know something what really bothers me? And you better listen to your man of God this morning. As many times as God has moved in this place and the Spirit of God's dealt with people and it's never affected you and you've never responded to God by faith, I'd check in to see if I'd ever been saved or not. If you sit on a pew Sunday after Sunday in the presence of God, don't do nothing to you, I'd say you don't know nothing about God. Or you got so cold, you're so carnal and so far away from God, you need to get right with Him this morning. I'm not judging you, I'm just saying when the Spirit of God moves, I know when He's in the house. And I want to get near Him, but when I got sin in my life, I want to do what Adam did. I want to run from Him. The last thing I want is the Spirit of God around me, because it convicts me and cuts me and makes me uncomfortable. But I'm glad there's a God, honey. When He moves in, He'll make you uncomfortable of sin this morning. Wearing His name, staying the same. I got baptized when I was 12, joined the church. I was meaner than a junkyard dog. I'd done everything from shot black cat firecrackers in the parking lot, made old women jump and holler that had never hollered in church. I clipped the waiters and the old preacher's waiters and got him wet, more than no how hole got in his waiters. I mean, I would steal, I would cheat, I'd do anything.
I got to running with the wrong crowd, and I just got just like them. And you listen to me, young people. You are who you run with. Mom and daddies, you better know who your children's hanging out with, because they doing what the crowd's doing this morning.
But one day, Brother Joe, God saved me. And I've been different since He saved me. I've made a lot of mistakes. You know why I made a lot of mistakes? They had a lot of kin in this suit. This flesh didn't get saved. I got to kill this stuff every day. It rears its head up, pokes its tongue out at me every second of my life. But I can tell you this. I want to tell you this as your preacher this morning. There's a lot of people wear His name, but they stayed the same. But I wore His name, and He changed me. I want to say some people wear it by baptism. I'm not asking you to be baptized. I'm not asking you as a preacher took you on the water. I'm asking you, has there ever been a time that the Spirit of God's dealt with you, showed you as a sinner, and you responded to Him by faith, and you followed Him? That's Bible salvation. And I can tell you this, your experience might not be as strong as mine, but I can tell you the best way to know if you're a Christian, have you got fruits of a Christian? Because if you ain't got fruits of a Christian, you ain't got no roots of a Christian. An apple tree don't bear oranges, not in Georgia, no how. I ain't seen none of them. Jesus said that Himself. He said, you'll know the tree by the fruit it bears. I sure am glad that I don't wear it just by baptism. I've been baptized. I think everybody's ever been saved. They ought to be baptized. They ought to follow Christ and believers' baptism. But that water don't put you in heaven this morning. Number two. Some wear it by baptism. Some wear it by Baptist. Or you say, yeah, I belong to Liberty Baptist Church. Well, honey, Ken Bowman can't save you. A lot of folk wear it by Baptist. We good old Baptists. Are you sad? Yeah, I go down to Baptist Church. Well, just because I walk into Jack's down yonder in Bowden, Georgia, don't mean that I'm a big Jack with cheese and...
That's right. Go ahead. Tell it.
I'm a Baptist. What's that got to do? There's a lot of Baptists going to die and go to hell because they've never been saved. Church membership don't get you to heaven.
Amen.
You're to unite with the local church after you get saved. People got it backwards. I'll join the church. I'm doing all right. I'll remind you, you can't do good enough to go to heaven this morning. Wearing His name, but staying the same. Some wear it by baptism. Some wear it by Baptist. Oh yeah, I belong down there at that white church. East side of Bowden. That loud preacher goes, and them crazy people. I'm Baptist. I've been a member there. I've been a member here nearly 21 years, honey. But let me tell you, that ain't going to get me to heaven. Brother David, how many messages have I preached here in 21 years? 52 weeks, three times a year. Three times a week, 150. 150 to 10, that's 1,500 country boy math, ain't it? Double that, too, before I got to traveling so much. That's 3,000, ain't it? Well, Brother Mike's catching up on me preaching on Wednesday night, but that's all right. Well, you say it. All them works I've done ain't going to get me to heaven. But I tell you what's going to get me to heaven. And that's the love of God that sent His Son to die on a cross for me, that I could look by Him by faith and believe in His work at Calvary and be saved. I want to say this morning. When Andrew and Simon, I won't say this because I don't want to confuse you. Andrew and Simon were fishing. They were casting their nets. Jesus simply said, come, follow me. They dropped their nets and started following Him. Paul on the Damascus Road had an experience like I had. It was absolutely life-changing. But I want to tell you something. Your experience might not have been like my Damascus Road, but you had to have a time when you turned and started following Christ. Not the Baptist rule. These old Baptist boys absolutely run me crazy. Oh, you got to have them rules to be Baptist. We go by the Bible.
We're Baptists by conviction. A group of men don't run me, nor does he run this church. God runs this church. Somewhere at my Baptist. I'm a good old Baptist. Them folks voting on same-sex marriage say they're Baptists. One or two things. Either they're lost or they've never read their Bible and they've let a liberal preacher lead them into heresy. One or two things. It's amazing what you'll find in your Bible if you read your Bible to see if your preacher's preaching right. I'm glad I come to church this morning. Wearing his name, staying the same. Number one, some wear it by baptism. Some wear it by Baptist. And I want to say something. If you're saved and born again by the grace of God and need a good local church, I don't know of a better one to join than Liberty Baptist Church in Bowden, Georgia. God, you watch this. Read your Bible. God does everything through the local church. You give me any singing group that ain't hooked into a local church, Brother David, as far as I'm concerned, they don't need to be singing. You show me any evangelist out preaching that he ain't got his membership hooked in the local Baptist church, he don't need to be out preaching. God blesses everything through the local church. That's His heart. Quit looking down, I'm preaching. God blesses through the church. He gave His life for it. It's not a one-man show. The Lord blesses out of the local church. Can I ask you a question? Could a light turn on you this morning? Have you ever been blessed so much in your life as when you got hooked in the local church? Got to loving God, being faithful, paying your tithes and praying. Don't you see how God blessed you? Don't you realize that God only blesses through the local church? And not only, I'm going to say this publicly, not only through the local Baptist church. God ain't hooked into a Baptist box.
Amen.
They some good brothers I don't agree with in doctrine. I ain't going to fight over them. I'm going to preach about Jesus. Baptist ain't the only label. A lot of folk think it is. I'm a Baptist because I believe that I line up with that Bible being a Baptist by doctrine than anything that's a-going today. That's why I'm a Baptist. Lord God, y'all look like you need preaching back here this morning. I know in whom I believe, and I'm persuaded that He's able to keep that which I committed unto Him against that glorious day. Thank God for the men that were Baptists that blazed a trail for Christ. They come out of the Roman Catholic Church and died that you could have the gospel this morning. Read your history books. Martyrdom come. Them men broke out of that Roman Catholic Church, realized that there was no hope in a pope. They started preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and many of them died. They died that you could have life. That you could hear the glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus for one man that hung on the cross for you and died and gave his life for you. For Jesus saves. Wearing his name, stand the same. Number one, folks wear it by baptism. Number two, folks wear it by Baptist. Number three, folks wear it by boasting. I'm a good Christian. I don't go them places. No, but you talk about your neighbor and you wicked as the devil. I don't look at bad things. Then you must live in a corn crib with blinders on. Honey, I go to Walmart and see bad things. I'm not turning my TV on looking for bad things. Bad things come to me. A man that is born a woman is a few days and full of trouble. I've heard men say this, "Oh, pretty women don't bother me." I've heard women say this, "Oh, I'm not going to get in trouble talking with a man. I trust me. I don't trust men. I don't trust you. I don't make no bones about it. Oh, I don't love money. Well, why don't you tithe? I don't love money, preacher. Why don't you give to the Lord?" I love my preacher. Why you talk about him? I love my brother and sisters. Why ain't you hugging their neck and meeting? I'm a Christian. Why ain't you forgiving? Somewhere by boasting, I'm a good person. I lead my family right. Why ain't you in church? You think when you get to heaven, God's going to applaud you because there's an all-star? That don't matter to God. He sent His Son to get you younguns out of hell. Somewhere by boasting, I'm a good person, I'm a good fellow. You know, the hardest folk, and I'm going to tell you what really bothers me as a pastor here. I pastor some of the greatest people in this country. But you know what really concerns me about you? You don't never respond to God. You're not interested in spiritual things. You're a good person, but your goodness will let you die and go to hell in your sins. There's none good, no, not one. I want to give you a Bible verse right here this morning. Turn with me, if you would, to Galatians chapter number 2. Galatians chapter number 2. I want you to read your Bible. Don't get mad at you, preacher. I didn't write the Bible. Galatians 2, verse 15. Let's get 16. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Even we believed in Jesus Christ that we might be justified by the faith of Christ, not by the works of the law, for by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. You say, well, preacher, I'm a good person. I keep all the Ten Commandments. You lied right there. And there ain't a one of us in here can do that. You know why? Because we got the flesh of Adam on us. And we're all out to sin more than to do right till God saves us. And I'm not making no excuse for no sin. When a person gets saved, the Holy Spirit comes to live in them and He teaches us what we need to be doing right and He convicts us of the things we're doing wrong. Watch this. Verse 17. But if while we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves also are found sinners. Is therefore Christ the minister of sin? God forbid. Verse 20, Paul said, I am crucified with Christ, and unless I live, yet not I live, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. You know what he just said? In just a country preacher terms. You know what that Bible just said? If the law could save you, then God made a mistake by sending His Son. He said, I know the law couldn't save you. That's why I sent a son. To be an ultimate sacrifice and shed His holy, righteous blood that you could go free. You're a good person, but your goodness will let you die and go to hell in your sins. You've got to be saved, washed in the blood of Christ. Fourthly, lastly, wearing His name, staying the same. Some wear it by baptism. Some wear it by Baptist. Some wear it by boasting. I'm a good person. And you know, Brother Mike, the hardest thing I've ever seen in ministry is to reach a good person. I want you to, Mr. Soundman, I want you to turn me off just 30 seconds. I want to say this. Am I off? I want to say something today. Your goodness will put you in hell. Parker, come here. Don't be smiling. I want you to look. Listen to me. I love my children. I love my grandchildren. I love the family of God. But I'm going to tell you something. If I put this little boy on the cross for you, and it's the only way that I could get you to heaven, and this is what you said, I don't need him, I'll go my way. You've made the choice. God sent His Son to die in your place. And what you better realize this morning is that it's going to take Jesus to get you to heaven. I've heard people say, well, when I get there, I'm going to straighten God out. No, you're going to burn in hell for eternity without His Son. And you ain't going to have nothing to say about it except, I'm guilty. Fourthly, wearing His name but staying the same. Some wear it by baptism, some wear it by Baptist, some wear it by boasting, but I sure am glad I wear it by birth. I've been born by the Spirit of God. I want to say this morning. Megan, Brother Randall, you as a deacon there in my first church, Cleveland County, Alabama, Lineville Lighthouse Baptist Church. Youth choir was singing that one morning about 25 years ago. Me and Renee was there, our kids as little then. Little old Megan come bouncing out of that choir. And she fell down there on her face, Brother Mike. Me and Renee got to her. You know what that baby told me? She said, Daddy, I'm going to hell and I want to be saved. Now, Miss Peggy, her experience wasn't so much like mine. Mine was earth-shattering, table-turning over Brother Gerald, shaking me to my bone because God knowed what it took for me to get saved. God may have just moved on you. But you better know one thing. It's been a time in your life that you've trusted Him to get you to heaven. Everybody's experience is different, but I want to say everybody's experience is the same. It's been God deal with your heart, and you by faith turn to Christ. And I give you Bible. Ephesians chapter number 2, and I'm done preaching this morning. Ephesians chapter number 2. I'm glad we can wear it by birth. You see, I have a new name. I have a new nature. Before I got saved, I didn't care nothing about the things of God. But when God saved me that day and moved in my life, I become interested in spiritual things. If you're not interested in spiritual things, you ought to look in about the day that you got saved. Or where you're living today. Maybe you got so cold and carnal, you don't even know hardly what the Spirit of God's about. It's one of the two. Either you've never been saved or you've lived so carnal, your heart's so hardened, you can't even enjoy church. Well, let me tell you something. You can enjoy Him this morning. There's a God still in the saving business. There's a God still in the healing business. There's a God still in the forgiving business. I want to say this right here. This is what the devil tell you. You can't get back to where you were. Let me tell you, I've been in a bad place where folks never did know it. You know what the devil told me? You'll never get back to where you were. So you know what I decided to do? What everybody in this Bible's always done. Pray and ask Him and take one step at a time. Now this step is closer than that step was. Now, I'm not up on a pedestal turning and say, everybody look at me, but I want to tell you something, honey. I'm a whole lot closer I am today than where I've been in time past. Miss Sharon, won't you come? And I've done it just one step. One step. Devil knocked me back a step. I get up, brush off, say, you know what? You know what I pray? Brother Larry, Miss Pat, you know what I pray? God, don't let me destroy me. Brother Michael, I'm scared of Ken Bowman. I'm scared to death of him. Brother Chuck, when God saved me, I wish He'd have saved all my flesh. Lord have mercy, I could have made a preacher. But it's trials. It's tests. It's failures. It's victories. It's losses. But you remember this. Jesus is on the winning side. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. God can do something for you. But you got to trust Him one step at a time. I'm not talking about taking steps to get saved. I'm talking about once you get saved and you run out there and you've been knocked back down where the devil wants you to stay yet, and this is what the devil do. By the time you start toward God, he'll say, you'll never get back to where you were. He's a liar. A man after God's own heart messed up. And he repented of it. God used him greatly. Oh, Samson, you know what he done? He grabbed them pillars of that temple. Little lad come up and he said, "Boy, just take me to the pillars. Lead me so I can get back to the pillars." And Samson grabbed the pillars of the great temple and he cried and said, "Oh, God, do it one more time." And through all of his mess ups, God used him more. That last prayer, "God, one more time." Spirit of God, speak to your heart. Come this morning. Altar's open. Come. I want you to come out of your seats. I want you to come get what you need this morning.